Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we are injury attorneys bringing this show to you to educate you, to teach you, to help you understand and navigate the insurance system once you've been injured. It's very important. It's critical. You need to know what to do, what to say, how to do it, when to do it, when to say it. You need to know how to deal with the insurance company because, as we've said many times, they know how to deal with you. They've already been trained. They've been highly educated. They've got doctors on call. They've got doctors sometimes down the hallway. They've got attorneys down the hallway. Who do you have? It's that simple. Look, you know, you need a legal game plan, a strategy. You can't just guess at these things once you've been injured. You can't guess at what you're going to say to the insurance adjuster. You can't guess at what's going to happen next. And you can't just speculate or guess about, do I sign these forms and send them back to the insurance company or do I not? You need a strategy. At Bell & Pollack, we can give you a strategy. We have trademark protected our specific game plan. It's called a legal game plan. We trademark protected it. It's that important. Brad and I put our 30 years plus experience into this legal game plan. And by the way, you can get it free when you come in for a free initial consultation if you've been injured at Bell & Pollack. And by the way, you'll then understand the specific steps you need to take and what you can do and what you shouldn't do. It's a no-brainer. It's a must. It's absolutely mandatory. And we have a new book now called Legal Game Plan. And you can get a copy of our Legal Game Plan book for free. You can just call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989 or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download free an ebook from our website, championsofthepeople.com, or you can call our law firm and we'll send you a hard copy free. It's a no-brainer. You know, when you're in an accident, you have to know what to do. This is not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is an ordinary day and event for the insurance company. And they're going to try to take advantage of you and try to beat you. And that's why we do these shows. Speaking of this show, we're covering independent medical examinations. So let's set the scene. So once you've been injured, you have to file a claim. Let's say they don't settle your claim. They don't pay you. What's typical is they don't even offer you the amount of your medical bills, much less your other damages, which they have to pay for. So your medical bills are, say, $15,000. They offer you $8,000, take it or leave it. You have to file a claim. You have to file a lawsuit. Nobody wants to file a lawsuit, but you need to strategize this with your attorney. And then when you do, in the middle of your lawsuit, they're going to send you to one of their high-paid, expensive, biased doctors that are there to protect the insurance company. So, Brad, these so-called IMEs, standing for independent medical examinations, they're not independent at all.
No, Gary, as we talked before, last week, these can be called defense medical examinations. They can be called Rule 35 under the Rules of Procedure examinations, but there's nothing independent about them. They're very biased. The term independent is meant to imply that you're dealing with a doctor who does not treat the person. It's a person who is not giving treatment to try and overcome the injuries. What gets concerning about that is because they don't treat, they have no responsibility, they have no liability. And defense lawyers and the defense doctors have worked very hard to make sure they have in place statutes and laws and precedents that says they have no duty or responsibility to the injured person, to the effect and to the extent that if they improperly diagnose, if they don't get it right, and it leads to further injury or leads to losses to the person they're examining, they have no responsibility. They can't be held accountable.
Right. In Colorado, there's a case called the Greenberg case, and this is important for you if you're going to go to an independent medical examination doctor. So we're going to call it a defense medical examination because it's not independent. There's nothing independent about it. Never was, never will be, but they want you and the jury to believe that this is an independent doctor outside of your treatment protocol doctors, and this doctor took an independent look at you and did an independent examination, and that's all a facade. That's not true, but that's what the insurance companies call it, an independent medical examination. But under the Greenberg case, Brad, these doctors, this is going to shock you. I hope you may be sitting down. Don't do anything while you're driving, but if you're sitting down listening to this, you need to listen. These doctors that you go to by the insurance companies, once you've been injured and once they force you to file a lawsuit, You have to go to the doctor. There's no question about it. These doctors have no duty to you. They don't have any duty to tell the truth. They don't have any duty to be correct. They don't have any duty to be thorough. They can say in their report, and they do, anything they want about you. You know, it's lined up that way. And a lot of our clients look at this so-called independent doctor's report and go, my goodness, or I didn't discuss that with a doctor, or that's not what he or she did. And, you know, Brad, it's devastating sometimes to the clients when they read this, but there's ways to attack this. And the point I want to make right now is that, you know, we have a legal game plan. You need a legal game plan for everything in your case. But this, you need a legal game plan for your so-called independent medical examination, right? You need a legal game plan for your interview. But today we're talking about these IMEs. So, Brad, let's talk about maybe a legal game plan that you can get from Bell and Pollock on an IME. You're going to go to this so-called independent doctor.
Well, there are game plans you can try and get together. And the game plans you're putting together are going to be fought very, very fiercely by the defense lawyer. Because the defense lawyer wants to hide a bunch of stuff. And that's all they really want to do. They want to hide stuff. And the doctor who's doing the examination is also wants to hide a bunch of stuff. Now, they're hiding things that they think and that they know would be something that might cause a juror to say, you're not really independent. We don't think we can trust you. And this can happen, Gary, really, whether it's an examination that occurred or whether they just do what they call a medical records review. But they want to hide the basics. They want to hide the platform upon which this is happening. And they do it so they can place themselves in a position where they put a false impression in front of the jury. We start with the very false impression to begin with, that the jury doesn't get to know there's insurance or how much insurance. That's something we start with in our state. There's other states that allow the jury to know if the defendant has insurance, but in our state, the jury is not allowed to know and allowed not to be told that there's insurance. So they start with that false or that curtain that they put over the trial to begin with. And the reason that's so important is because the insurance companies then make sure that they're the ones that hire the doctors. Because as the insurance company hires a doctor, even if the lawyer has gone out and found him, has got a relationship with him, does things with him, everything else, the insurance company pays them. So what they do is they start with the fact that you can't look and say, doctor, you're nothing more than somebody that the insurance companies across the state hire to go in and give opinions in their favor, and they all combine pay you handsomely.
Right, and it's a cloak. It's a dark gray cloud hanging over this whole enterprise. You're trying to get justice. I mean, when they won't even pay your amount on medical bills, and their insured was completely at fault. You got rear-ended. Now you have $25,000 in medical bills. They won't even pay those amount. There are other categories of damages, and you know what they are because we've covered them in detail in all of our shows. And you go to our website anytime to listen to any of our podcasts, championsofthepeople.com. It's easy to navigate, and you can listen to our podcast of this show or our other shows. But there are other damages, and they won't even pay you the amount of your medical bills. Then you're in trial. Now this doctor walks in, hired and paid for by the insurance company, in front of the jury, and he or she wants to appear to be so independent and so polite and examined you, and there's no way they say that these symptoms should have continued past 6 weeks. You're now 2 years down the road. There's no way the MRI was reasonable, necessary. There's no way your medical bills were reasonable, necessary. Yeah, you should be over this, so what's your problem? That's how they approach it. That's one way. That's not the only way. And so you can attack this, but you have to have a legal game plan to attack that. You have to have a big game plan for your whole case, a smaller game plan for every facet of your case, and this is one of them. So, Brad, you know, when these doctors get on the stand, you ask them questions like, even in discovery, we take their depositions. Doctor, how much money do you make from these insurance companies doing this kind of work, testifying against injured victims? And what do they usually say? I don't know.
That's exactly what they'll say. I don't know. And you'll say, well, it's a lot. Well, I don't know if it's a lot or not. I don't keep track of it. I don't keep track of what I bring in. It never ceases to amaze me how little these doctors allegedly know about their own business. I don't know how much time I spend doing insurance defense work or doing defendants examinations. I don't know how much money I make from them. I don't know how much of my resources are devoted towards them. I don't know how much my staff resources are devoted towards them. I don't know how many I do. I don't know any of this. I just can't tell you. You know, they obviously are either ignorant by design and by intent, or they're just plain lying because they're business people and they've got business management and they've got business managers in there within their company, and they do know what kind of money this is turning in and whether or not it's a profit-making center and whether or not it's something they want to do. They're very much aware of the fact that if they can issue an opinion which is contrary to the treatment that's being received by the injured person and is contrary to the position of the treating physician, that they have just caused themselves to make more money on that case, because now there's a chance they can issue an opinion, and now there's a chance they're going to get deposed, they're going to get to go to trial, they're going to get to charge even more money. Sometimes what you have to call exorbitant fees, and they're well aware of what's happening. And for them to play the I don't know game is somewhat frustrating. And you hope in your game plan that you're going to convince a judge to cause them to release that information.
You know, there are ways to fight this. You need a legal game plan. Our new book is out. You can get a copy of our book. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's called Legal Game Plan. We trademark protected it. Brad put his over 30 years of experience into this book. I put my over 30 years of experience into this book. It's a professional-grade approach to your injury case. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell & Pollack. This is the Bell & Pollack Legal Show. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we do them very well. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. We do this show for you. You know that. We're on your side. You know that. We now have our book out. We have several books published, but our new book called Legal Game Plan, we've been working on it for a long time, talks about the legal game plan you need as an injured victim to even have a level playing field with the insurance company. They're going to try to beat you. They have their own legal game plan. They have their own strategy. You know, and Brad, we talked about it before. A legal game plan, I mean, if you're going to have a recipe, if you're going to bake something or make something with a recipe, you got to know what the ingredients are. Same with the legal game plan. You can't guess at the ingredients. You can't guess how to make the recipe. You read a recipe. Whether it's digital or old hard copy, it doesn't matter. You read it and you follow it. When you get a new product, you follow the instructions. How to install it, troubleshoot it. That's what a legal game plan is. So today we're talking about IMEs or so-called IMEs and the legal game plan. But the other thing I want to talk about is, you know, when we depose these independent medical examination doctors, And we ask them questions. Of course, we were covering right before the break. Well, I don't know how much money I make. I mean, incredible. You don't know how much money you make from insurance company X and insurance company Y. How many insurance companies do you work for? I'm not quite sure. It could be 3, could be 6, could be 7. But, Brad, let's talk about how we can approach them when they don't remember and they don't remember. They say they don't remember their income. When we say, well, how many IMEs do you do per week? And you do, and you charge $4,000 or $3,000 per IME. And so they do 3 to 6 IMEs, so you can turn it into money.
Well, yeah, you try and turn it into money because you'll look and say, well, doctor, let me see if I get it right. According to your fees of $500 an hour or whatever, how many hundreds of dollars it is, and according to your fee of this one being a $4,000 fee, if you're doing 5 of these a week, you're making $20,000 a week. And for any of you who are calculating $20,000 times 50, give a little time for it and you're going to find out that that's a 7-figure income just from doing the examinations. Now, when you want to depose them, they're going to say, well, you have to give me another $2,500 or $3,000 for me to come visit with you or talk to you for two hours. That's it. You get 2 hours. If I got to go longer, then I want another $500 to $1,000 an hour, maybe $700. And then if I come to trial, I'm going to want at least a half day's pay or a half day income. And that's going to be somewhere around $5,000 to $10,000 now, if not more. So the doctor sees a cash register going off in doing this of it being somewhere around a minimum of $4,000, it can be as high as $11,000 to $15,000 to $20,000 that they're going to get off this person just for them to say he's not hurt, that it's not true, that they shouldn't be, that they're not hurt. And they have absolutely no liability or responsibility if they're wrong. They have nothing, no way that can, anything that can come after them for saying it different than what it really is.
Right. And that's the Greenberg case. So they know, owe no duty to you. And think of it this way. You know, the doctor's thinking in the back of his mind, her mind, well, you know, I charge $4,000 for the IME. The insurance company pays me for that. But that goes to a separate corporation. So we make it non-traceable. And I really don't know how much money I make. So it's very hard to figure that out. I can't remember. It's in my records somewhere. I don't know where they are. You have to talk to my office manager. She's not in, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, but they understand that if they create a controversy, Brad, if they say you're not injured, that creates the controversy. If they say you should have been over this within 6 weeks from the time of the accident, but it's 2 years later and you're still not over it. Of course, your own legitimate treating doctors say you're not over it. They're still giving you physical therapy. They're still giving you acupuncture. They're still giving you conservative modalities of treatment. And maybe you're a candidate for surgery and they're trying to solve it before you get to surgery. And now you're a year and a half or 2 years down after the accident. And this doctor's by the insurance company, which you can't mention they are hired by the insurance company. You can't say they're paid for by the insurance company in trial. They're saying you're not injured. So when they create the controversy, Brad, it's a cash register ringing off in their eyes and their ears.
Well, not only is it a cash register in that regard, but of course, they want repeat business. They want the insurance company to hire them again. They want the defense lawyers to hire them again. They want the insurance company and defense lawyers to refer them to somebody else, to the other insurance companies and to the other defense lawyers. So they know if they get a reputation for saying no, you're not hurt, for saying those injuries are not as bad or you should have recovered sooner, if they get a reputation for being favorable to the insurance companies and to the defense lawyers, they know they have a much better chance, or you have a guaranteed chance, that they're going to be called upon by other people. They're going to be referred. They even put their names in with different agencies and different groups that they know are contacted on a regular basis by insurance companies and by defense lawyers to say, find a doctor in this area for us. And everybody knows what we're looking for. We're looking for a doctor that will play ball with the defense, that will play ball for the insurance companies. And insurance companies have a lot of money. And they're willing to spend it on experts. They'll spend more money on their doctors than they will the lawyers doing the case to make sure they have a doctor who can get up on the witness stand and act like they're independent, act like they're separate and apart from the whole thing, and give this learned statement about the fact that the plaintiff isn't hurt. And they know that carries more weight than the lawyer getting up and saying it 10 times in trial.
Right, exactly. And that's how they try to portray and line up this facade. Okay, and so these doctors write these reports, but look at the motivation. It's the money motivation. It's the repeat business motivation. Insurance companies know exactly which doctors to send you to. We do too. So you need a game plan. At Bell and Pollock, you can have a game plan. Almost every facet, if not every facet, and part of your case, your injury case, involves a game plan. And that's where the Bell and Pollock Legal Game Plan comes in for you. It's a strategy. And you don't guess. There you're not guessing. You know what to do. You know how to legitimately, completely, thoroughly, truthfully approach this entire situation for you and your family to protect yourself. All right, you got these doctors. Brad, let's pretend like you're a juror. Right now, in a case, you're sitting here. There's a courtroom. You're on the jury box. You've been picked for this jury. And so the judge says to the defense lawyer, any witnesses? And they say, yes, Your Honor, I called Dr. X to the stand. So in walks a medical doctor to the courtroom. They want to appear to be independent. They don't want to have any connections to anybody. And they get on the stand. And of course, you can't ask them if they're paid for by the insurance company. You can't ask them if they get money from the insurance company. You can't ask them about insurance. So then you start asking them questions, and they want to appear like they've done a very thorough job, and there's no way you, this client over here, this person over, this injured victim, could have had these symptoms the past 6 weeks. And there's ways to attack it, Brad.
Oh, there are ways to attack it, and you better be ready as the lawyer to attack it. And as the lawyer, you've got to be able to work. You've got to work very hard on this, because there are sources where you can get some basic information on the doctor. You hope to get more information by forcing them to tell you. You hope you've gotten some information as far as how the examination itself will occur. But let me tell you, when we start talking about what they hide, sometimes that's what you want to do too. You want to put together your game plan. So you can stand up and say, okay, let's talk about what you didn't want and what you weren't willing to do. And what you weren't willing to do was this, 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 and this. Many times you'll find the doctor going, oh, I didn't say that. I guess my lawyer did. I didn't even know you were having a controversy over that. You wanted to know, you wanted to have somebody observe the examination. I didn't know you wanted that. If my lawyer argued about it, or I didn't even know that, I would have been happy to have somebody observe the examination. But the lawyer fought long and hard to keep somebody from observing it, so nobody was able to observe it, because the judge enters a ruling going, nope, I'm not going to allow that to happen. The lawyer is saying, oh, we won't be able to get doctors who will even do the examinations if they're going to be watched. Obviously, there's a point there where you're saying someone's not being truthful, but to try and get that in court is going to take a lot of work by by the plaintiff's lawyer to make sure that you've got those protections out there that you can either show what happened at the examination, or you can explain that this doctor just plain doesn't allow total observation of what's happened. He's just not going to allow it.
What Brad's talking about is sometimes when our clients are going to go through these so-called independent medical examinations, we make certain requests for conditions. One of those is we want a nurse or independent third person to attend the examination and do nothing but observe, not interfere with it, but observe. Some courts allow that. Some judges don't allow it. But 100% of the time, the defense lawyers for the insurance company, and they're paid by the insurance company, and the doctors, 100% of the time, these so-called independent doctors, they, 100% of the time, say, we don't want anybody there, and you have to ask yourself, Brad, why?
Well, that's exactly it. Why? What they hide? What do they hide or try to hide? They try to hide their questionnaires so you don't see them in advance. They try to hide what happens at the examination. They try to hide what's discussed at the examination. They try to hide everything they can to keep you from knowing what's going on, except for their opinion and their statement that this person isn't hurt or isn't hurt as bad as they're hurt. And they try to hide the amount of money they get paid for doing it.
Right, exactly, and it's part of that game, and it's a game. So think of this. Now, where we are in this radio show right now is this doctor, you're the injured victim. You've been sent to this doctor. You don't even know who they are. You never met them. You would never choose to go to them, but under Rule 35, Colorado Rules of Civil Procedure, you have to go if you make an injury claim. So now you're going to go to this doctor. We want somebody there with you. Nobody can be there. And then the doctor puts in his or her report that they examined you. And one of my favorite, and I keep using this word, it's not a word, but it's my unfavorite one, is when the doctor says, well, I talked to the injured victim, and the injured victim said X, Y, Z. They admitted X, Y, Z. They admitted they weren't compliant with their health care plan. They admitted they weren't compliant with their home exercise program. They admitted they really didn't feel as bad as the records show. and the client and you're the injured victim say, no, I didn't say that, Brad. I didn't say that. And so, but there's no third party present. So the doctor is going to put in the report that you said all these things that you didn't say.
And let me tell you something else. A lot of times it would be inconsequential. A lot of times it's not going to matter a lot if you didn't have 100% compliance with your exercise program and it was only 80%. It doesn't really mean anything. But that defense doctor will turn it into being the reason why you haven't recovered. The defense doctor will turn it into the reason why you're getting worse. The defense doctor will tell everybody, it was identified. We told you to do it because that's the best way and that's the way you're going to get cured. You didn't do it, so now you're not cured. On the other hand, if you took that same regimen and were doing it and weren't getting cured, the doctor would say, well, you know, a lot of times things don't work and you just got to keep doing trial and error until you find out what alleviates your pain the best and what you can do.
Right. And that's the way it works. But there are strategies to beat this. There are ways to do this. You need a legal game plan. You need a legal game plan for your whole case, the whole case. You need a legal game plan for the individual components and strategies for the individual components of the case. They add up. This is one part we're talking about. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is the only show of its kind. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases and injury cases and workers' compensation cases all over the state of Colorado. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Today, we were talking about these so-called independent medical examinations that once you've been injured, the insurance company is going to send you to their high-paid doctors. Some of these doctors make seven-figure incomes just from each insurance company. And they might represent two or three or four, but they deny they represent them. They don't know where they make this money. They don't know how much money they made. And so, Brad, the bottom line point, the takeaway from today's show is you need a legal game plan. You need a legal game plan for the IME.
You absolutely do. You need to talk to lawyers. You need to talk to somebody and say what's happening. And please, please, if you're out there under any circumstances, don't go to an IME without talking to a lawyer first, without getting advice on what's going to happen and how to deal with it and how to get yourself prepared for that IME. You must have somebody that knows what's going on to help you with it.
You can't guess. You need a legal game plan. You now have a new safe haven, Bell and Pollock, a safe home, a place where you can come to get the information you need. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's there for you. Bell and Pollock will be here next week.
Thank you.